First of all, the DPLC, the body of which I'm a member, is only one element of the Parliament. We also have a working group on the Middle East, and we also have the European Mediterranean Parliamentary Assembly, which I'm also a member of, and we have the Foreign Affairs Committee of the Parliament, all of which are engaged in these issues. The Budget Committee is also, the Development Committee are also involved. There's a joint committee, a joint group of my delegation, the Israeli Knesset delegation, the Development Committee and the Foreign Affairs Committee, all jointly going, representatives of all those committees going to visit the region at the end of May. You know, so we're you know, there's a lot of different elements of the Parliament which are engaged in trying to look at how we can best assist, how we can make sure that what financial assistance we're providing can be most effectively used. We're giving a lot of support to the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah to build their security system, but also their civil service, their education system, and so on. So there's practical work being done on the ground. There is still the occupation and the appalling circumstances that Palestinians are living under as a result of that occupation in the West Bank, where they have to face 600 roadblocks a day, cutting them off from their neighbours, their family, and so on, and in Gaza, and East Jerusalem, of course, where it's like a tinderbox. The problem, of course, is not simply, if you could call it so simply, between Palestine and Israel, although it's the nub of the problem. You've also got the relationships between Israel and Syria, Israel and Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan and Iran. And all of those are interlinked, and they all have to be addressed, not in a single sort of leap, if you like, but certainly have to be taken into account. Multilateral negotiations are just as important as bilateral negotiations. The whole nuclear issue, in my view, should be put into this package. The issue of Iran versus Israel. Why not have a campaign or a negotiations which would create a nuclear-free zone in the region? I mean, why should Iran be precluded from having a nuclear weapon, which I agree with, they shouldn't have, but neither should Israel. And I think the problem is that if Iran succeeds in gaining a new nuclear weapon, Egypt will then try to have one. Then Jordan, and there'll be this mad proliferation in a region which is so volatile. This could be disastrous, not just for the region, but for the world at large.
So thinking big, no baby steps.
No baby steps. We must see this we must see the problem in its totality, not as simply, simply is the wrong word, not only as a conflict between Palestine and Israel, which of course is the nub of the problem. If you could find a package which helps to resolve that problem, you could then perhaps also tie in solutions to the rest. Because George Mitchell, who is the special envoy from the United States, who visited the Parliament a few months ago, said, look, Iran's strength in the region is because of the conflicts, all the multiplicity of conflicts in the region. If we can resolve the conflicts, we cut the status of Iran in the region, because they're feeding Hezbollah, they're feeding Hamas, they're feeding all kinds of different conflicts in the region. And therefore, if we can resolve those conflicts, you then sort of contain the capacity of Iran to destabilize the region.